The defenders and the citizens of Vicksburg ate the horses, ate the mules, ate the dogs and cats, and eventually ate the rats inside their lines. Anything to get protein as the siege went on, tried to keep their strength up. Grant increased his army to 70,000 men in the course of the siege. No reinforcements are coming into the Confederates, of course. Grant knew that he was going to win. Pemberton knew that he was going to lose, probably, that he, Pemberton, would lose. Joe Johnston stood by at a distance, helpless to do anything about it. He would like to have ridden to the rescue, but he couldn't. On July the 4th, the day that Lee retreated from the Battle of Gettysburg, John Pemberton surrendered his entire force of 30,000 men. Grant's campaign ranks among the most brilliant, not only of the Civil War, I think, but among the most brilliant military campaigns carried out by any United States officer in our history. He suffered fewer than 10,000 casualties. His army killed or wounded 10,000 Confederates and captured another 37,000. 30,000 at Vicksburg and 7,000 in the battles preceding. 15 generals were among the prisoners on the Confederate side, together with 172 cannons and 60,000 shoulder arms. Just an enormous success. And it came on July the 4th. This, even more than Lee's retreat on July the 4th, seemed to be a providential message to people in the North. This wonderful victory, this city that we have focused on for so long, falls into a United States hands on July the 4th, on the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Lincoln fully appreciated the way Grant had driven through to a decisive victory. Unlike McClellan or Meade or his other generals, Grant had not just won a partial victory, he had won a complete victory here, just as he had at Fort Donelson back in February of 1862. He not only wins a battle, he captures an entire army. "Grant is my man," said Lincoln, "and I am his the rest of the war." I mean, Lincoln really had found his general here. He'd known Grant was good before. Grant is really his man now. Now, on the Confederate side, it's a very different story. Very different story. A tremendous backbiting on the Confederate side, finger pointing and blaming of one person or another. Jefferson Davis waded right into the middle of this. He picked Joseph Johnston as his great villain in this whole piece. He said Johnston should have supported Pemberton. It was Johnston who didn't do his job. Now, that was completely unfair on Davis's part. Johnston actually tried to unite the Confederate forces in this operation, but Pemberton hadn't cooperated. But Jefferson Davis, such was the enmity between Davis and Johnston that Davis settled on Joseph Johnston as his villain. Most of the Confederates, however, settled on Pemberton as the villain. Untold references in writings of the time about how this Yankee had lost Vicksburg, this Yankee who never should have been trusted with the command in the first place. People said he was either an inept Yankee or maybe even a treasonous Yankee. Maybe he had meant to lose Vicksburg, just as many of the Republicans had wondered whether McClellan was losing on purpose in the peninsula back when he was approaching Richmond and facing Robert E. Lee. Confederate morale took a nosedive. Unlike Gettysburg again, there's no way to try to dress up the loss of Vicksburg and pretend that it's anything except a complete defeat. You lost the big citadel on the river. You lost an entire army. There's no way to make that look any better than it was. And so it's a tremendous blow to the Confederacy and one of the most important campaigns of the Civil War. It has achieved one of the great strategic goals of the North. Not quite, but almost. We'll see in just a minute when Port Hudson falls. That's really the complete control of the river. But people interpreted Vicksburg's fall as the end of Confederate control over any part of the river. Well, let's look at the last pieces of our Western puzzle here now. Let's look quickly at Banks and at Rosecrans, and we'll start with Port Hudson. Port Hudson resembled Vicksburg in many ways. Here's Banks moving against a strong point on the Mississippi River, facing a determined Confederate garrison.